Let me start, Gibbs, by stating that it was not sanitization of the Constitution, because if we use the word sanitize, it denotes that it is something that is fundamentally flawed. The fact of the matter is that what was done was actually perfectly within the four corners of the Constitution of the MDC, as approved by the inaugural Congress of the MDC, held at Chitungwiza in January 2000, and also as amended and adopted at the second Congress that was held at the City Sports Center in Harare on the 18th of March 2006, and also as amended and adopted at the third Congress of the party at the Baba Field Stadium in the city of Kings, Bulawayo, on April 30, 2011. And more importantly, as amended and adopted at the fourth Congress of the party on November 1, 2014. So as far as some of us are concerned, we are saying that this is now case closed. We should now really move forward. And the main issue that we should be concentrating upon now is to ensure that the ZANU-PF dictatorship, funded by Robert Mugabe, is democratically removed from power, and that we as the MDC take over power.
Now, Mr. Mavinga, do you agree with what Mr. Kutu is saying?
No, I do not agree, Gibbs, because of three reasons. Number one, when President Tsvangirai made the appointment, he said, he wrote, and I quote, he said he had been instructed by the National Council and was therefore acting on those instructions to make the appointment. So I don't understand how the National Council would then endorse its own directive to the president. Number two, it's not clear whether the president had, at that point, had the power to make those appointments. And if he had, why was it then necessary to amend or to align the Constitution to that position if it was legally sound from the outset? Number three, even if we are to assume that the National Council or the Congress had given President Tsvangirai all those powers, there is need for caution when you look at democratic parties as opposed or as put in contrast with parties like ZANU-PF. You need to limit the amount of power that can be deposed in one individual. So it must be something that needs a lot of self-introspection by the MDC leadership, whether it wants to go that route where one individual has that kind of power. And finally, Gibbs, where you have a Congress that elects senior officials and suddenly you have appointments, it becomes problematic and conflictual. You need to have an arrangement or mechanism that looks at the relevant powers of these two or different groups of people, because those that may have been directly elected democratically may question the basis upon which appointees would have the same authority or even higher authority. For example, if you compare the post of the national spokesperson of the party, the secretary general of the party, and appointed VPs who are above all those people. So it brings a bit of discord if it is not properly explained.
Now, Mr. Kutu, Mr. Mavinga is saying that Mr. Tsvangirai is becoming another person who looks like President Mugabe in a way. You've been criticizing him for making some unilateral decisions, all those kind of things. And now it has crept to the MDC. How do you then go to the people and say you are still a Democratic Party?
Gibbs, let me just start by saying that it is actually very unfair for anyone to want to compare President Morgan Tsvangirai with President Robert Mugabe. Those two men, gentlemen, are actually cut from two different cloths. Robert Mugabe is, for lack of a better word, a man who has absolutely no respect, not only for the rule of law, but who actually believes in the rule by law. And that is a clear distinction from Morgan Tsvangirai, who is a Democrat, who has consistently pioneered issues to do with good governance, issues to do with democracy, and more importantly, who, if you remember, during his tenure as chairman or chairperson of the National Constitutional Assembly, was actually at the forefront of fighting democratically for the adoption of a new democratic constitution for the Republic of Zimbabwe. So there's actually a fundamental distinction between the two gentlemen.